Get expert advice on any plant, irrigation, or landscape question you have by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
If you were listening earlier, we had Diane from Green Valley who had a poplin eucalyptus tree. Tim Hattrick of Tim and
Mesquite.
Okay.
Crackling mesquite.
I got eucalyptus on this screen, but it was a mesquite over here. I apologize.
Yeah, it's all right.
But Tim Hattrick from Tim and Willie thinks it's a Rice Krispie tree.
Rice Krispie tree.
Yes. Snap, crackle,
and pop.
Pop.
Yeah, there
and
you go.
Get it.
Tim, that would be Tim.
And we've also got John Eisenhower volunteered to drive with you. He said he's curious to check out that tree.
Okay.
Well, from
there's a field trip. There we go. Got it.
Tree service. So we'll take a trip down to Green Valley and visit our KGVY friends there and figure out what the poplin, snapling, crackling mesquite tree is. Another quick note, what elevation can you plant aspen? We had a couple people call and ask that when we got off on cultivating or the difficulty Rosie had heard that aspen were to plant. They said, well, I'm trying to plant. What elevation do they start at?
Well, actually, I've seen them grow all the way down into Taylor, but at 5,800 feet and up, you're pretty safe. Our area, we're at 6,800 feet, and they do very, very well. And then as you jog up into Pine Top, it's another 300 feet higher, so you're up in the 7,000 feet range. But I've actually seen them growing all the way down into Taylor, and they struggle a little bit. But if you keep them, you know, augment the water, they'll make it.
So 6,000 to tree line.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
I mean, they'll go all the way to tree line.
They will.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you can't get too high for them until you're too high for everything.
It doesn't seem like
and you don't
want to
live there anyway.
Maybe ski occasionally, but you don't want to live there. Let's bring David into the conversation. He wants to talk about an ash tree. Welcome to the program, David.
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, I planted an ash tree about 7 years ago, and it's about 10 feet from my pool. It really needs a lot of shade back there. I got a west exposure. Now it's about 15 feet tall and 12 inches round, and I was just kind of concerned about the roots. Could they possibly go over to my pool? On the other side, I have a lot of grass and another tree, and there's a water source over there, a lot of water. Just trying to draw you a picture of what I kind of have.
Well, 10 feet is, you know, ash trees will root way past 10 feet.
Okay.
But contrary to popular belief, and we've talked about this before, the roots of plants don't know or sense that there's a pool over there. Otherwise, if you planted a tree on the side of a lake, you know, the tree would just grow one-sided out into the lake, right? They proliferate and travel in advance where there is moisture present, and they will continue to go. And if your pool is in the path of that, then, you know, they're going to butt up against your pool. Now, as long as your pool doesn't leak water, it's not going to cause an issue with your pool. It might hike up the cool decking that's around the pool if you get some shallow roots or something that might cause some damage. If you will water deep, long, slow, you know, the roots will go deep. They will travel where the moisture is continuing to be present. But they cannot sense. They don't have a radar in there that says, there is a source of water over there 100 feet. I'm just going to automatically send a root over there and go find it. It doesn't work that way. Would you have asked me if you should have planted an ash tree 10 feet from your pool before you did it? I would have told you no. But since it's there, as long as you water deeply, I don't think I'd be that concerned about it.
We appreciate the call. Let's see how we can help. Jane calling in this morning wants to talk about lemon trees. Welcome, Jane.
You should have planted an ash tree 10 feet from
Okay, she set her phone down and is listening to the radio.
Let's get to hear my answer.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 1,000, 4,000, 1,000. Let's go back to Jane.
Jane, are you with us?
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hey, darling.
Go ahead.
You have a great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. What's your question?
We have purchased a lemon tree, and we have an acre up in the carefree area, about 3,200 elevation. Our house is a story and a half, about 22 feet high, and I just wasn't sure if it needs to be away, completely away from any shade or partial shade or where in the orientation, if there's any rule of thumb.
Well, at 3,200 feet, you're going to get pretty cold on occasion. for a limb for a lemon. We're sitting here with a guy from Pine Top, pretty cold. He's laughing. but limes are the most tender, and then lemons of the citrus. Okay, so you're marginal, for limes and lemons where you are. It needs to be planted in somewhat of a protected area, so that on those few cold winters you don't have a problem, and you still might have a problem. You're probably going to have to cover it, like two winters ago when, you know, at 3,200 feet you had snow, like 6 inches of snow out there.
Yes, we did.
So, it's you're kind of on the on the side of, you might want to consider a dwarf lemon in a container or something that you could move if you had to. Or you could put it on the patio. As far as shade, as long as it's not shaded all day and it gets a little shade during the day or the latter part of the day, wouldn't be an issue. Otherwise, you couldn't plant citrus in a grove. I mean, they get, you know, in the grove, the only tree that gets sun all day is the one on the one corner, right? So the rest of them get shade during parts of the day, and that's what makes a grove actually more productive.
And lemon is probably one of the most fragile of the citrus family, so it might be a little hardier variety might be a
fragile option. As far as cold, I mean, lemons are probably the fastest growing of all of the citrus and produce at the youngest age and produce the heaviest. You know, one lemon tree is usually enough for about a whole neighborhood. But the problem with them is at her elevation, she's pretty marginal for lemons.
We appreciate the call. Hope that helps. Thank you for joining us in the garden this morning. We've got Christopher's Landscape and Nursery. I'm sorry, Christopher's Garden Nursery.com. Tell us briefly, where could somebody find y'all up in the Pine Top Lakeside?
Yeah, we're right on Highway 260, right in the middle of town, and been there for 38 years. Big marquee out in front, Christopher's Gardens Nursery.
Thank you for joining us, and Mr. Harper?
Yes, sir.
Scottsdale
on Hayden, south just of south Thomas. Of Thomas. You bet.
Excellent. We appreciate y'all joining us this morning.
Covered it high and low today.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.